Welcome to Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I'm Connie Reagan-Green, and today I'm going to talk about forming strategic alliance partnerships. I don't believe I've ever spoken about this topic outside of my own incubator mastermind mentoring program and the masterminds that I'm in. So what is a strategic alliance, and what's a strategic alliance partnership? It's when you connect with people that you can do business with, but in a very special way. So it's not a joint venture. You're not trying to get JV ready. That's a very different concept. That's pretty much trading affiliate promotions. Instead, when you have a strategic alliance partner, and you'll start with one or two people with this, these are people that will go out of their way to make sure to share you far and wide with the community. So I was listening to a webinar last night with someone that I've done business with pretty much since I came online. We kind of grew up together in the online world, and he kind of name-dropped a woman who is an author who's done some things, and I had forgotten about her. But she is a strategic alliance partner with this man that I was listening to the webinar for. And I looked her up, and now I've reached out to her to connect with her. So how does this come together? When I first started online, I had two mentors, and they were informal mentors. They were men that I had met. It was Raymond Aron and Alex Mendosian. You may know one or both of those names, maybe on their own or maybe from me. Talking about them endlessly is what it feels like, because they did so much for me to help me get started online. And when I connected with them, I saw that they were meeting in different places around the world, actually, to have their meetings for their strategic alliance partnerships, and I wanted to do that. I wanted to be part of it. But they let me know in a very kind and gentle way that I wasn't ready for that. And I said, all right, I said, then show me. Show me what I'm doing that's different from what the two of you are doing or what many people are doing. And it turned out that I, like many people that I work with, many people that are out there, this may describe you, people that are stuck in tactics. They haven't moved on to strategies. So this was me for sure. And I was looking at number of people that would look at my article or blog post, number of people that would join my list. And those numbers were small in those days. Instead of thinking about the strategies to do things in a bigger way, where I wouldn't have to think about the numbers so much. So for an example, I was working with people in my syndication optimization program yesterday, and there were people interested in videos, because many of us are coming aboard for Lou Bortone's challenge. I've worked with Lou. Lou, I consider a strategic alliance partner for sure. And he does annually, he does a 31 days of video, and that's a wonderful program. But his goal is to move you into strategies really almost immediately. So I had people on the call that, because they'll be starting, you know, his video training, it's like a marathon, I think of it, for 31 days and in May. And they're interested in making sure that their YouTube channel is ready and this and that. So they're just completely immersed in the tactics of it. And I always take a look, and perhaps it is annoying, but I've been doing this 17 years now, so what I know and what I do and what I share is helpful. And I'm not just thinking that it's helpful. I know for a fact it's helpful in terms of building a business online. So I take a look, and yes, it's good to get your numbers up, to have more people that are subscribed to your YouTube channel and more people that are doing everything with you, reading your blog, connecting with you on social media, all those things. But those numbers won't mean anything if you don't have some strategies in place. So just for example, with the videos, you want to make sure that for each video you publish, no matter how long it is or what the topic is or anything, that within the description, that's the important part, truly, that you have one or two links that are active links, clickable links that go back to where people can connect with you, how they can join your list, how they can find out something about you where they'll say, this is someone I want to be connected with. So the woman that was mentioned on the webinar yesterday, and I took a look, and I was nodding my head and saying, this is someone I want to be connected with. So think of what you're doing, take a look, and if you're working with a mentor, you know, at this point, it's crucial to work with a mentor, not a coach. A coach will kind of cheer you on and do various things. So if you identify as a coach, I'm not negating what you're doing. I'm just saying that mentoring is different. Mentoring is someone taking you under their wing and being honest with you, really sharing with you what you're doing that's working, what you're doing that's not working, how you can do things more quickly, more efficiently, more strategically. And this will all lead to you becoming a bigger name online in your niche. And I've said for many, many years that you can truly become an expert and authority, so not the expert, not the authority, but an expert and an authority in your niche topic in 90 days. But you have to be willing to do the work, to put in that work, make things happen. So whatever you're doing, take a closer look at it. Are you doing things quickly? Do you have an idea for something? An information product is a great example for this. Do you have an idea? You make some notes. I have my 5x7-inch mini legal pads. I use yellow most of the time, but I also have them in pink, blue, and green. And I guess they cost about 50 cents each because I buy them a dozen at a time or something on Amazon. But, you know, are you taking some notes and then putting the product together, putting the course together, whatever it is, and not letting anything stand in your way? If you're saying, well, it's the tech. Tech is black and white. There really isn't a gray area with technology. So if something isn't working, then find somebody that can do it and have them do it very quickly as possible, right? Don't let that be an excuse. Have more results than reasons. This is another part of you preparing yourself to be a strategic alliance partner. I just did my live event in Los Angeles for the first time in person in 3 years. And I had people speaking. And what I love about having people speak is I get to learn from them along with my participants at the event. And two of the people were strategic alliance partners. One of the people was not. Somebody I met in a mastermind. And they presented really incredible information, but it wasn't smooth. There were issues with the link. There were issues with me logging into the affiliate area. There were issues. And that way, many people didn't join that would have and could have, and I even promoted it in the days following. But it wasn't done in a strategic way. It was done in a tactical way. And it's always very sad because, for me, if I'm not mentoring someone, I have to be careful. I honestly have to be careful, and because it had been 3 years since I had done the live event, I didn't think of it in the same way in terms of have those phone calls and those emails leading up to the event so you know exactly what's going to be offered, where the link is, where the coupon code is, because they'll get a discount at the event, and it all would just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom, boom, boom. People that want it would come aboard and join it. The strategic alliance partners, they already know this. We all live this every day. We're able to share what each other is doing very openly. We don't think of it at all as swapping, you know, affiliate promotions, not at all. And with the two of them, pretty much I closed the room. Pretty much people that were there signed up. And unless they had beforehand, many of them had, well, not many, but some of them had, especially for the one person, already signed up because I had been recommending her program for at least a month. So think about moving from tactics to strategies, and don't give yourself the next month to do this. Take a look today at what you're doing. Are you still thinking about the word count in your blog post? Are you still looking at information product creation as something that would take you weeks or months instead of just putting it together? My most recent course, Email Every Day, that one, I really had the idea. I was talking with somebody in the mastermind that I'm in, my primary mastermind, and I said, yeah, I email every day, and, you know, I did this before I had a list. And he said, tell me more. And I said, yeah, I'm going to put this together as a course. Well, I did. I made a few notes. I took a look at, you know, a sales page for something similar that I had on email marketing, and I said, well, yeah, I need to do this and this and this. Then I reached out to someone else who took a look at the sales page. It was all put together just, you know, in a matter of hours in terms of writing the sales page and having my notes for what I was going to teach. And within a few days, I was promoting it to my list. I've taught 3 sessions so far. I have 2 more sessions in May, and that will be season 1. And then I'll move on to season 2 during the summer of 2023. So none of this is rocket science. And I'm going to continue to say this because people in my day-to-day life, sometimes they say, well, you're real smart, so you can do this. And I always say, but no, that has nothing to do with it. And my IQ is just ever so slightly above average. And I used to feel bad about that. I used to think, gee, if only I were smarter, if only I had a higher IQ. Then I found out when I was young that that doesn't work, that the IQ you have is the IQ you have. And I would never be any smarter. So then I had to have something new to think about. How about doing things more strategically? So I want you to look at what's being done online, see who the players are. Who are the people that always have something to offer that even when they have something going on personal in their life, like we all do, they don't allow that to stop them in terms of their business. So I'm thinking of one person in particular who had a family member pass away, lives in two countries on 2 different continents, and is having to maneuver with family and situations and everything that arose because of the death in the family. And pretty much he hasn't skipped a beat. Why? He has strategic alliance partners. He knows what he's going to do every day that he works. So I recently said in my email that pretty much I work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't think of my business as a 5-day-a-week business, and for sure not a 7-day-a-week business. Yet here it is, very early on a Sunday, and I'm recording this podcast. Why? Because I had the idea, and I made some notes, and I'm willing to invest a half hour to share what I'm doing. So go from that employee thinking that most of us have employee thinking, where you're saying, oh, the boss wants me to do something on the weekend. All those years I was teaching, they wanted me to do things over the weekend, and I was busy doing my real estate on the weekends. And I resented the idea that when I left on Friday, I would have work that I would have to do at some point over the weekend to have it ready by the time I left my house before 6 a.m. on Monday. But when you have a business, when you're an entrepreneur, you're thinking more strategically. Yes, I want to do this podcast today. Will I do any other work? Well, I already sent an email to my list. But again, these are strategies, not tactics, not looking at a calendar and saying, okay, which days am I going to send an email? How many things will I promote? You know, counting the numbers. Don't do it that way. All right, so what I want you to do also is I want you to find a mastermind to join. This isn't a coaching program, not at all. It's a mastermind that you would join. So I have my incubator mastermind, and it's right for some people. It's not right for everyone. And am I tough? A little bit. Why? Because you're spending time and money with me, and I want you to succeed. I know what works and what doesn't work. I know when you're making excuses, you have reasons. We all have reasons, right? But I'd rather you just work on results, that kind of thing. But remember that when you join a program of any kind, don't think of it as accountability. I really don't care for that word very much. You must be accountable to yourself. That's who you're accountable to. And your immediate family members, that's who you're accountable to in every moment. But when I used to, long, long ago, a decade ago, I had somebody in my mentor program at the time who said, you know, it would be nice if I had an accountability partner. And I said, all right, let's pair up people. Let's see who wants to do that, and we'll pair people up. And it was just a huge failure, a colossal failure. Why? Because the people met once a week or so. You know, finally I stepped away from it. And I had a form that I shared with them that they would fill out, and they would put what they were doing, what they were working on, this and that. And over time, the people became friends. Nothing wrong with that. But within this friendship and their accountability partnership, they started enabling each other to not succeed. And once I realized that, I had to slowly unwind and backtrack and not do that any longer. So when people stopped being accountability partners for any reason, I didn't pair up either one with someone new. So think about what you're doing for yourself. Always be learning. Always be creating. I'm working on a post. Let me see if I can find it here. I'm working on a post for my Monday Morning Mellow. It will be my 200th consecutive Monday blog post release. And it's at mondaymorningmellow.com. And it's called Knowing, Doing, and Becoming. And I'm just going to read you one little piece. Knowing and doing are two different things. While they go hand in hand, they're far from identical. We've all been there. We find out about something new to us, and it piques our interest. We invest some time and money into learning more and begin to envision and dream about how our life would change if we did what's being suggested and described. Then it happens. We stop taking action, and slowly the dream and the vision begin to slip away. We make excuses as to why whatever it is won't work for us. We make up a story about how others can do this, but we cannot. Finally, it all slips away, and we prefer to not think about it any longer because the memory of what could have been is simply too painful. So I hope you'll enjoy reading that when that comes out on, it'll come out on Monday, May 1st, hard to believe, May 1st already. So think about what you're doing. Think about the people you're connected with. You want to reach out to people daily. Every day I'm going to reach out to one person for sure, sometimes two or three people. And sometimes, you know, yesterday was Saturday, and I was at a home and garden show. I was doing a variety of things and had lunch with a friend. We met down at the beach and had lunch. So I'm doing things. So when I want to reach out to someone, I'm still going to do it, but I'll probably do it on my phone. And I did that with, did I do it with two people? One for sure. Where I just quickly, while I was waiting for my friend, I just quickly, you know, sent an email and said what was on my mind and what I'd like to do next and this and that. So you want to reach out to people and watch for their response to you. If people are slow to respond, or if they respond in a way that lets you know that they're not as excited about doing something with you as you are with them, be willing to take responsibility. Take a look at what you're doing, see how you presented it to them, and see if it really did make sense to them as it did for you when you sent the email or however you connected with them. And I know with me, I learned, I won't say the hard way, but I learned over time during those first couple of years online that for me to want someone else to be a strategic alliance partner, that I had to do my part. I had to be focused. I had to be serious. I had to do things that were timely. I can't tell you how many people have written to me, and I've even been excited and said, yes, I'd like to know more about that. What are you doing next? Weeks pass, sometimes months pass. And the number one thing they say is, well, you know, people didn't seem to be so interested in it. I'm not going to do that. What people? Who are these people? Or the opposite will happen. I'll get an email from someone and they'll say, people are really interested in this topic. I'm getting a lot of interest in this. Okay, how much interest? Who are the people? Is it 5 or 10 people on Facebook? it's not the same as if it's people who've already spent time and or money with you in the past. So I want you to think differently. Think until your head hurts. I try to do that every day, and I'm pretty successful with that. And as your head is hurting, think about what you can do next. Go to your mentor. And if you're mentoring with someone who doesn't have a mentor, that's a red flag. You always want to know that the person that you're trusting to help you with your business is also working with someone that's at a much higher level than they are. That's just how this all works. And it works this way in the corporate world, too. I know enough people from the Rotary and other service organizations and nonprofits I'm involved in to know that they have executive coaching and they have different mastermind type groups, that it's the same thing where people are always looking up. How can they up level? How can they elevate? Those are the buzzwords on this. So you want to seek out people and programs that really take you to the next level, because it's too easy to stay where you are. I could have stayed where I was. I got to six figures in about 18 months coming online. I figured out what to do. I got good guidance, had a mentor, and got to six figures. I could have stayed there. I could have said, yeah, this is comfortable for me. I replaced my income as a classroom teacher and in real estate. I don't really need to do any more, to make any more money or learn any more. No, that wouldn't have been a good idea. I don't recommend that at all. You always want to stretch. You always want to do something new. That's when I decided to start writing seriously, started writing books. I came online in 2006. My first book was published 2009. I moved myself into that authorship space on the internet. It made a big difference. All right. I hope this has been helpful. Remember, your goal is to prepare your thinking and your actions so that you'll be able to be involved with strategic alliance partnerships, and your life will change, your income will change, everything you're doing will change, and it sure will benefit all of the people in your life. Everything that you wanted to be a part of and didn't have the time or the money for before will suddenly be something that you can be involved in at a level that makes sense for you. I'm Connie Reagan Green. Connect with me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green. Or go to my primary site, ConnieReaganGreen.com. Reagan is R-A-G-E-N. And it's green like the color, no E on the end. ConnieReaganGreen.com.